I didn't like my answer anyway.
2004.
It's in Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador.
This is Spinal Tap.
This goes 1616.
You're giving them all the easy questions.
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Season 3 of The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. I know it normally comes out on a Saturday, but this first episode is coming out on the 29th of February, which is a Thursday, to start the season, and then we'll be back every second Saturday. So I hope you're looking forward to it. I know I am. So let's meet this week's players. And as this is the start of a new season, it is a Quiz Master special. All our players today are past or present quiz masters in the Prague quiz world. So let's start with the first team, Alex Downs and James Preston. Welcome, guys. Alex, what quiz do you do?
I'm currently the quiz host at Beckett's in Prague.
Very good. Very good quiz as well. And James, tell us about your quiz hosting experiences.
Well, I used to be the quiz host at Beckett's as well before Alex, unfortunately, retired now. I've got a young family, so it makes it difficult to find time. Done some quizzes at the Joyce as well with Luke.
Very good. And on the second team, we have returning Amanda Tully and, for the first time, Danny Hudacek. Danny, very welcome to your inaugural episode of The Inquisition. Amanda, tell us about the quizzes you host.
Yeah, I host at La Patrona Cafe, Third Coast Pizza, and Oak Bistro.
Very good. And Danny, you're the host of The Globe.
Globe and the Down Under. Wednesdays and Thursdays. So.
Globe is probably the longest running English quiz in Prague,
I'd say. Yeah, I've been doing it about 15 years now.
Yeah, so. I know the first quiz I attended in Prague way back in 2011 was Danny's quiz in The Globe. So fantastic to have you on. So guys, it is being broadcast on the 29th of February. What would you guys do for the day, 29th of February, if you had 10 grand in your pocket and free to do whatever you want?
I'd go to the pub with Alex, absolutely.
Yeah, I think between James and I, we might be able to spend some of the $10,000. Depends on the pub.
I'll tell you what we could do. We could travel somewhere fancy and go to the pub there.
Indeed. Indeed. I think we could, if we've got one day to do it. The rail system in Central Europe is fairly efficient when it chooses to be, and we could make it to a bordering country, I think.
I think we could take a private jet for 10,000 almost.
We could. I bet you 10,000 goes pretty far in Albania. I don't know.
I'd like to find out.
I hear they like Americans there too.
And so. Danny and Amanda, any plan? What would you do? Any thoughts?
It's the dead of winter, so I would go somewhere warm, like Ireland, something like that, yeah.
Cool, very good. Danny?
I think I'd just spend it all on records.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Anyway, we will start the Quizmaster special with round one, back and forth. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points for a wrong answer, but you can pass without losing anything, and the other team can answer for 1 risk-free point. Just before we do get going, each team, you need to pick a name of a country that will be your team name for this quiz. Team James and Alex, what country have you chosen?
Chad.
And Danny and Amanda, what country have you chosen?
Spain.
Very good. So let's get started. So Team Chad, question one. What is the name of the MTV show that is a hidden camera show where they play practical jokes on people? The MTV show, hidden camera show where they play practical jokes on people.
Our guess is Punked.
You are correct. 2 points. And Team Spain, what is the name of the MTV show where they show famous people's houses? Famous people shows around their big, empty, vacuous houses.
It's MTV Cribs.
It is MTV Cribs. MTV Cribs. 2 points to Team Spain. Question number two, Team Chad. Which goes further south? Argentina or Chile? General mainland of not islands. General mainland, not islands. Which goes further south, Argentina or Chile?
Around the bottom. We'll go with Chile.
You are correct. 2 points. And Team Spain, which goes further south? Again, general mainland, Australia or New Zealand?
Yeah, that's New Zealand. Yeah.
It is correct, New Zealand. That was written before I knew there would be an
Australia. There's one on each team.
Well, exactly, yeah. So yeah.
Haven't had any Chileans on the quiz yet. Okay, Team Chad, question number three. What's the name of the 1988 book by Salman Rushdie, and it's considered blasphemous by many Muslim countries?
The Satanic Verses.
You are correct. 2 points. And Team Spain, What Charles Dickens novel begins with the sentence, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times"? What Charles Dickens novel, best of times, worst of times?
Tale of Two Cities is definitely that one, the best of times, worst of times. The Tale of Two Cities.
You are correct. 2 points. Everyone is 3 for 3 so far. Question number 4. Team Chad, acrophobia is a fear of what? Acro, A-C-R-O. Acrophobia is a fear of what?
Acrophobia.
This might be one that I... pass the ball on.
This would just be guessing. So yeah, we'll pass this one.
Okay, you're gonna pass. Team Spain, 1 risk 3 point. Acrophobia is a fear of what?
We think it's heights.
You are correct. 1 point. It is a fear of heights.
I wouldn't have guessed that. Yeah, so I'm glad we passed.
And Team Spain, question 4 to you. Dendrophobia is a fear of what? Dendrophobia is a fear of what?
Dendro has to do with that.
So this or.
It's either trees or wood, but yeah. Dendro is trees.
Yeah, yeah. I would say trees.
Fear of trees?
You are correct. It is the fear of trees. 2 points.
That's gotta be a very crippling phobia.
Especially if you live in the Amazon.
Say, hey, baby, guess what? We're going to California, see the redwoods for your honeymoon.
And question 5, final question of the round. Team Chad, in the film Back to the Future, what type of car was the time machine? What type of car was the time machine?
It is a DeLorean.
It is a DeLorean, 2 points. And last question, Team Spain, question 5. What is the name of Marty's nemesis in...
Biff, isn't it?
Biff? Is it Biff? Yeah, it looks like it. I think it's Biff.
Yeah, Biff. Yeah.
It is Biff, 2 points. So at the end of round number 1, Team Chad have picked up 8, they're on 8. Team Spain have picked up 11, they're on 11. Still plenty of points to play for. So we move on to round number 2, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions, they write the answers down. If they are both correct, they get 1 point each. And if only one team is correct, that team gets 2 points. Everyone ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so round 2, question 1. What was the first ever video played on MTV? The name of the song, first ever video played on MTV. Okay, question number 2. What is the driest continent on Earth? What is the driest continent on Earth? You might notice, actually, there's a little, there are kind of themes running through. So, you had MTV as question 1 in round 1, and then and then geography for question 2. So there's a bit of theme running right throughout the quiz.
Mm-hmm. And I've run dry on my MTV knowledge.
There wasn't much more after that.
Yeah, I was just saying.
It branches away from MTV.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Okay, round 2, question 3. Richard Bachman is a pen name of which famous author? Richard Bachman is a pen name of which famous author? Okay, question number 4. What is the name of the 1990 comedy horror movie starring Jeff Daniels and John Goodman? What is the name of the 1990 comedy horror movie starring Jeff Daniels and John Goodman? Okay, and question number 5. There are 2 answers to this, so I'll do the points accordingly. At the end of Back to the Future, the first film, Marty McFly plays 2 songs, a slow one and a fast one. So name both songs and each will have points.
Mm-hmm.
Name the 2 songs. Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number 2. So Team Chad, the first video ever played on MTV, you guys said?
Video killed the radio star.
And Team Spain?
We had the same. Mm-hmm.
So that's a point and a point. Team Spain, the driest continent on Earth?
You guys said? Antarctica.
Antarctica, and you guys?
We concurred.
Okay, so that is a point and a point. Very good. It is Antarctica. Team Chad, Richard Bachman is a pen name of which famous author?
Son of Maine, Stephen King.
Mm-hmm. And Team Spain, you said?
Stephen King.
Okay, a point. Guys, you this is very good scores. Again, I didn't know we'd have a Son of Maine on the team when asking that question.
We only have one famous person. It's pretty easy.
Question number 4, Team Spain, the 1990 comedy horror movie starring Jeff Daniels and John Goodman.
We ventured a guess of Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors, and Team Chad.
We also ventured the same guess.
You are both incorrect.
No!
And if you thought back to the topic for question 4 in round 1, the name of the film is Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia. No spider question in the first round. What are you talking about?
Well, there was the phobia questions.
Brush up on our Spider-Man during the break. Yeah.
Very, very good film. And finally, question five, Team Chad. What was the first song, the slow song that Marty played at the end of Back to the Future?
Pardon. So we guessed Earth Angel.
And Team Spain, Earth you
Angel,
said?
Sweet Angel.
Correct answer is Earth Angel. Yeah. Very good.
As soon my as friend, you said it.
Yeah.
My friend Walter's first dance song. Hi, Walter. And Team Spain, the fast song they played after Earth Angel, what song did he play?
Johnny Be Good.
Johnny Be Good and Team Chad?
Johnny Be Great. No, we said Johnny Be Good.
Okay, so that's the point in the point. So
great song, though.
So at the end of round number two, Team Chad picked up 6. That puts them on to 14. Team Spain picked up 4. That puts them on to 15. Very, very close. Okay, we move on to round number 3, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If they both have the same answer, they both get 2 points, and if any team has the answer bang on, they will get a bonus 3rd point. Everyone ready?
Ready.
So, question number 1, round 3. In Madonna's song Vogue, how many people does she name? In the Madonna song Vogue, how many people does she name? Yeah, that's where I ran out of MTV knowledge. Question number 2, to the nearest percent, Asia is what percent of the Earth's land area? Asia takes up what percent of the Earth's land area? Okay, question number 3, in what year was the novel 1984 released? In what year was the novel 1984 released?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Question number 4, heptadecaphobia is the fear of which number? Heptadecaphobia is the fear of which number? This is one that you might get 3 points on. Okay, question number 5. You guys will have 30 seconds on this and then it's pens down. Everyone ready? So in the film Back to the Future, the DeLorean has to hit 88 miles an hour and then it will start to time travel. How much to the nearest kilometer is 88 miles an hour in kilometers? 30 seconds, go. How much in kilometers is 88 miles an hour?
So
it doesn't have the same ring to it in kilometers compared to. So this MPH baby hits 88, you're going to see some serious shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be around that. Okay. No, that's wrong. It's
you got 10 seconds.
I'll let you go with it.
No. Crap.
And 5, 4, 3.
It's going to be about that.
2. No, it's the other way around.
Oh. 1.
About that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone ready?
I did the math, but wrong.
Hold on. maybe a little less.
Okay, we get to the answers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Team Spain, in Madonna's song Vogue, how many people does she name?
We said 16.
16, and Team Chad?
Well, we put 36.
Correct answer is, bang on, 16. Wow. 3 points, very nice.
Holy cow.
Team Chad, to the nearest percent, Asia is what percentage of Earth's land area, you guys said?
We said 40%.
40 and Chad, Team Spain?
I thought it was 28, but we kind of settled on 30, but we're probably wrong.
So you're saying 30?
30.
You are bang on. 29.8, so 30 is the nearest. Another.
Goddamn Canada.
Okay, Team Spain, what year was the novel 1984 released?
We originally thought it was 50 years, but I think had an idea that he switched the numbers around, so it's 1948.
You're saying 1948?
But he might have been published the year after. I think it was written in 48, but it might have been published the year after.
So what answer are we getting?
1948.
48, and Team Chad?
We concur with 48.
Okay, so you both get 2 points. Nice. It was
1949. Bugger it!
Okay, Team Chad, heptadecaphobia is the fear of which number?
We said the number 17.
And Team Spain?
Also 17.
So that is 3 points. It is bang on fear of the number 17. What an odd phobia to have.
Yeah.
Okay, and Team Spain, 88 miles an hour is what to the nearest kilometre, you guys said?
We said 126.
126. And Team Chad, you really need these points.
We put 140.
It is 142, so two much needed points to Team Chad.
Squeaky. Yeah.
So at the end of round number three, Team Chad picked up 7. That puts you up onto 21. Team Spain picked up 11. That puts you onto 26. Okay, so we move on to round number 4, which is Smack My List Up, which I've only done once before. I'm going to make it a bit less complicated this time. So the teams are given a category with multiple answers. There are 16 altogether, and they have 2 minutes to choose 10 out of a possible 16. They write their answers down, and we go through the lists. If both teams have a correct answer, they each get 1 point. If only one team has that answer, they get 2 points. No minus points, but obscurity could be your friend in this. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
So as I said, there are 16 correct answers. Name 10 of the 16 people named in Madonna's song, Vogue. Name 10 of the 16 people.
I'm not sure I'll be much help with this.
Name 10 of the 16 people named in Madonna's song, Vogue. Hi, this is Luke from The Inquisition. Just want to say thank you for listening. We're all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks. So please subscribe wherever you get your podcast from, and if you could leave a 5-star review, that would be fantastic. If you'd like to contact us, we're on Instagram and Facebook, or email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com, Inquisition spelled with a Z. Also, feel free to please send in some questions to confuse our contestants. Okay, let's get back to the show. Okay, so 5 seconds, guys. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's get to the answers to round number 4. So Team Chad, give us one of your names.
Joe DiMaggio.
And do you guys have Joe DiMaggio?
Yes.
Okay, you both get a point. Team Spain, give us a name.
Greta Garbo.
Do you guys have Greta Garbo as well?
No.
Okay, that's 2 points to Team Spain. Well done, Greta Garbo's on there. Team Chad?
James Dean.
James Dean is on there. Do you guys have that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a point and a point. Team Spain?
Marilyn Monroe.
The thing is that there's a couple of those, her and the husband, that are both in... And the Billy Joel thing.
Yeah, there's a bunch. I was getting confused. He wrote down like 3 or 4 of them. I'm like, which song are you doing?
He loves them as well. So we're going to...
You said Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
You guys are Monroe?
We do.
Okay, that's a point and a point. Okay, Chad, give us a name.
Marlon Brando.
Yep. Do you guys have Brando?
Yes.
Okay, point and a point. Team Spain.
So now we're here.
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant is not on there. Team Chad.
Ginger Rogers.
Ginger Rogers.
Fred Astaire. They got both of them.
So you don't have Ginger Rogers?
No. All Fred Astaire.
2 points to Team Chad. Team Spain.
Bridget Bardot.
Bridget Bardot is not on the list. Team Chad.
No, it all goes down now.
We also put Bridget Bardot, so you can...
You don't have that. Okay, another one, Team Chad.
Well, Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire, you don't have Fred? Okay,
no,
that's two
no,
more points
been,
to Chad.
No.
Team Spain?
Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart is not on there. Team Chad?
Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly is there. Do you guys have that,
no.
Spain? Well done, Team Chad. Much needed. Team Spain?
Jackie O.
Jackie O is not on
there.
No. That would have been a good guess. Yeah.
That was a good guess. I'm surprised.
Team Chad.
Yeah, I think here we're less certain. Clark Gable.
Clark Gable is not on the list, no. Team Spain.
Katharine Hepburn.
Katharine Hepburn is there. Do you have Hepburn? Okay, 2 points to Team Spain. Team Chad, any more left?
Humphrey Bogart.
Bogart is not on the list. Team Spain.
That's it.
That's
for
it.
Us, yeah.
That's we're, everyone. We're all the names.
Yeah.
So at the end of that round, Team Chad picked up 10. That puts them onto 31. Team Spain picked up 7. That puts them onto 33. The other names that were there: Jean Harlow, Gene Kelly, Rita Hayworth, Lauren Bacall, Lana Turner, and Bette Davis. Okay, we move on to round number 5, which is a special round because we have all quizmasters here. Each of the quizmasters sent me 3 questions. So it was a way of them testing yourselves, and also just so I could call the round, quiz on yourselves. So, for the round, quiz on yourselves, I will ask Danny's three questions to Amanda and vice versa, Alex's three questions to James and vice versa. If their teammate gets the question correct, they get 2 points. If not, it'll be passed to the other team who could try and answer, and they will get 1 point. So we'll start with Danny's three questions.
Any there. Negative points? Just checking.
No minus okay. points on okay, this, though. Okay. So no minus points. We'll start with Danny's questions, which will be to Amanda. So Amanda, which South American capital city has a name that is an anagram of an African country? Which South American capital city has a name that is an anagram of an African country? James looks like he knows this.
Your geography is pretty good for an American, isn't it?
Listen, Africa is not my strong suit, nor is South America. So. Northern Hemisphere, I got it.
Damn.
I don't think I have an answer.
Okay, I'm gonna have to push you out.
Yeah, I will pass.
You're
just
gonna
guess.
Just guess.
Just guess at South, you can guess any South American capital city.
Brasilia.
Oh, okay, no.
I know it.
The little one.
Team Chad.
Oh, Lima. Mali. Oh, shit.
It is.
Sorry, it is Lima.
Yeah.
She wrote it down.
And I was looking at him like, these don't make it. These don't make
definitely
countries.
Not
yeah.
Keto.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope our friendship survives this
way. So, yep, Chad, you are correct. It is Lima. It's an anagram of Mali. Okay, Amanda, question two to you. Queen had a number one hit in Britain in 1976 with Bohemian Rhapsody. The song that replaced it at number one is mentioned in the lyrics of Bohemian Rhapsody. Name the song. So the song that replaced Bohemian Rhapsody as number one in, I'm guessing, the UK charts. Mm-hmm. The name of that song features in the lyrics of Bohemian Rhapsody.
There was an Olympics question, which I'm going to ask you right now. That I really like. You guys didn't ask any Olympic questions.
Right.
Okay. By population, what's the largest country in the world that has never won an Olympic medal?
I think I've asked this. I think I know the answer.
The largest by population mm-hmm. that's never won an Olympic medal.
Mm-hmm.
Bangladesh?
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah. Good answer.
Okay, Amanda, I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
I've gone through the lyrics and no song title is sticking out, so I'm going to guess Easy Come, Easy Go.
No. Yeah. Team Chad, any thoughts? If you're not going to get much time in this.
Yeah.
Very interesting question, though. Okay, I'm going to have to push you.
Galileo?
No, it was a song by ABBA. Danny, it's called?
Mamma Mia.
Oh!
Alex, let me go.
Mamma Mia. Yeah, no, because I remember the lyrics. Mama just killed me.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay, and Amanda, question
three. Completely screwed you in this round.
Amanda, question three to you. In the Mario Brothers series of games, what is Mario and Luigi's last name? What's their surname?
Mario.
Well done. Yeah. It is. They are the Mario Brothers.
Get the rebound on that. Well done. I was confident about that one.
Okay, so Spain have two, Chad have one after that. Okay, we'll move on to James's questions. These are for Alex. So, Alex, which biblical character is referenced in the lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody? Which biblical character is referenced in the lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, God. I'm ready for the answer.
Okay, go.
Beelzebub.
It is Beelzebub. Yeah. To
would you have accepted the devil? Because that's mentioned as well.
Probably, yeah, though I prefer Beelzebub.
Holy shit, you almost, I almost could, wasn't going to get it.
Well done.
Next question to you, Alex. If you were to start digging a hole in Prague directly down, continued in a straight line through the center of the earth before coming out on the other side, you would end up in an ocean, but what country would be closest to you? Excavated downwards from Prague directly through the centre of the earth, you would come out the other side in an ocean, but what country would be closest to you?
I'm probably going to get this wrong, so I apologise in advance. Yeah. If I dag... I'm going to go with India.
Incorrect. Team Spain.
It's Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
And it's got to be Australia or New Zealand.
I'd go the bigger one.
Australia's bigger. I've got a feeling it's New Zealand.
Okay. Like you would be way down.
Because there's 10 hours difference between Prague and Australia and Sydney.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a couple of hours with New Zealand. Mm. And New Zealand's pretty big, unless it's like Nauru, but it's not. I think it's New Zealand.
Go for it. Yeah.
You are correct. Oh, on point.
Sorry.
And I would just like to say again that the Inquisition loves New Zealand and hasn't given up on it like James did in the series. So maybe it's your redemption, James, by referencing New Zealand in one of your questions.
Yeah. They're good for something, yeah.
Okay, and Alex, your third question. To celebrate its 100th anniversary in 2003, the AFI, the American Film Institute, released lists of the 100 greatest heroes and 100 greatest villains in cinema history.
Okay.
Who was the only character, only film character, to appear on both lists? So the AFI's list of 100 greatest villains, 100 greatest heroes, only one character appeared on both lists. Name that movie character. Okay, anything? Or are you going to pass? Or just have a pop at some random...
I'm just going to have a pop at some random... I'm going to say Darth Vader / Anakin Skywalker.
You are not correct. Team Spain?
Is, Darth
is
Vader,
it so. Terminator?
It is Terminator. Yes. 800s. Very, very good question. Okay, so now Amanda's questions to Danny. So Danny, what is the name of the painting technique where paint is used in very thick layers, often creating a textural quality that clearly shows brush strokes? Name of the painting technique where paint is used in thick layers, often creating a textural quality that clearly shows brush strokes.
It's not antipasto, but it's close to that, isn't it? I don't think I'm going to remember it, but I do know it.
You'll have some kind of guess?
No, go for it.
Okay, you're going to pass. Mm-hmm. Okay, team chat?
Yeah, we'll take a swing at Impressionism.
No,
it's not. Amanda, it is?
You're so close, it's Impasto.
Impasto!
Yeah.
Tell me you play that Impasto!
So, Impasto is the correct answer. Okay, Danny, question two. Mm. Two identical golden records, which contain information about the location of the Earth and our cultures, were launched with which NASA program? Two identical golden records which contain info about the location of Earth and our cultures was launched with which NASA program?
I think it's Voyager.
You're going to go with Voyager?
I'm going to go with Voyager.
You are correct. That is 2 points. And final question, Danny. Established in 1587, what Catholic Church position was the one who argued against the canonization of a candidate in order to uncover any character flaws or misrepresentation of the evidence in favor of canonization, i.e. becoming a saint? So in 1587, established in 1587, the Catholic Church position where one argued against the canonization of a candidate
in order
to uncover any character flaws or misrepresentation of the evidence in favor of canonization.
We're going with the antipasto thing again, are we? It's the antipope.
That's your answer?
That's the answer.
Incorrect.
It's not going to be Antichrist, is it? Extreme.
What, the Catholic Church established the Antichrist in 1587? Okay, I'm going to have to push you because it was handed over. Any ideas? Amanda?
It's the devil's advocate.
Oh, yeah.
Great question.
A lot of devilly references in this quiz. Yeah. Okay, and finally we get to Alex's questions, which are for James. In the story of Crime and Punishment, what was the murder weapon used by Raskolnikov to murder the pawnbroker and her sister? In Crime and Punishment, what was the murder weapon used by Raskolnikov to murder the pawnbroker and her sister?
Okay, I'm going to have a guess here. Was it a hammer?
Incorrect. So team, not a hammer. So Team Chad, you have a chance to answer for a point.
Something you find in a pawn shop.
Picked it up.
Smash someone on the head.
What was the one in?
Wrench in the kitchen.
Go an axe.
Yeah, an axe.
Let's go an axe.
You are correct. It is an axe, 1 point. In which modern day country was former Yugoslav leader Josip Broz Tito born? So Tito, former Yugoslav leader, was born in which modern day country?
Alright, I'll go with Croatia.
You are correct. Oh, 2 points. You guys needed that, I think. And your final question. What is the name of a Mac Royal in the United States from McDonald's? What is the name of a Mac Royal in the United States?
Is it a quarter pounder with cheese?
You are correct.
Yeah.
It is a quarter pounder with cheese. So at the end of round number 5, Team Chad picked up 7. That puts them on 38. Team Spain also picked up 7. That puts them on 40 going into the final round. So we move into the final round, round number six, which is called Grab the Country, Chad versus Spain. Teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout the name of their country gets to answer. 2 points for a correct answer. If they are wrong and they take too long, it will go back to the other team and go back and forth a few times. No minus points. Only the person who calls the country name may answer. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so question number one. What 1997 electronic dance music video did MTV initially only show after midnight due
Chad.
To... Yep.
Smack My Bitch Up.
It is Smack My Bitch Up. 2 points. Question number two. Portugal is on which continent?
Spain. It's in Europe.
It is in Europe.
I actually thought, like, why is no one answering this?
Yeah.
Okay, 2 points to Team Spain. Question number three. Who wrote Pride and Prejudice?
Spain.
Spain?
Jane Austen.
It is Jane Austen. 2 points. Question number four. Aquaphobia is a fear
Spain.
Of what? Spain.
Water.
It is water. 2 points. Question number five. How many Back to the Future movies
Spain.
Are there? Chad?
Three.
There were three. 2 points to Team Chad. Question number six. How many legs do 4.5 cows have?
Chad.
Spain?
18.
Correct. 2 points. Question number seven. Complete the film title. Raiders?
Chad? Of the Lost Ark.
Correct. 2 points to Team Chad. Question number eight. How many strings on a cello?
Spain?
Four. Correct. 2 points to Team Spain. Question number nine. Who was the Time Person of the Year for 2023?
Spain? Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. 2 points to Team Spain. Question number 10. 94% of Earth's wildlife is found where?
Spain. Chad. Chad.
Yep.
In the ocean?
In the ocean or in the seas. 2 points to Team
Sorry,
Chad.
Sorry, guys. Wasn't trying to... I'm not defecting.
Question number 11. Last question of the quiz and Back to the Future. Whose catchphrase was Great Scott?
Chad. Doc Brown.
It was Doc Brown. 2 points to Team Chad.
But I wasn't quick enough.
And so at the end of round six, Team Chad picked up 10 and Team Spain picked up 12. That means the final scores. Runners up today, but a fine effort. Team Chad finishing on 48 points. Alex and James, well done. Thank you very much. But the victorious Quizmasters with a total score of 52. Well done to Amanda and Danny.
Hell yeah.
Well done,
guys. Well done, Team Spain.
So, guys, thank you all for taking part and for launching the new season. This is the only episode that will be on a Thursday because it's the 29th of February. So the next episode of Season 3 will be on the 10th of March and every second Saturday. So, guys, thank you for taking part. Everyone, thank you for listening. Take care. See you soon. Goodbye.
2004. It's in Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador.
This is Spinal Tap.
This is 1616.
You're giving them all these questions.
The Inquisition.
Wow, you guys are flying through this. That's why it happens when you've got quiz masters on. You'll be done in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I did ask this question about 2 weeks ago.
What's twice that pencil? Has someone been chewing on that? Like,
I don't know because they're only.
Is it a cat? Maybe.
No, because they're human. They're only used for the podcast, and they go straight back into the microphone box afterwards.
Kuba's been here, I knew it.
Possibly Kuba chewing on the pencil.
Nervous in the service.
Must be a very tense quiz.
I know, you can see the size of the sofa when he gets at it as well. Horrible. I remember years ago, away with some friends in Ireland, and it was raining on the Saturday, so we had a big house rented. So me and my friend Walter said, okay, let's watch a movie, put on Back to the Future. There was 12 of us, 11 or 12 of us. Everyone else had left the room within 15 minutes, except me and Walter. Because we just quoted every single line. They're like, can you shut up? And when they left, we're like, you know what? I'm glad they're gone. We can just sit in peace and enjoy it now. And actually, Walter, the first song, the slow one, I can't obviously say the name at the moment, that was his first dance song at his wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you know, actually... what you hear isn't Marty playing it, or like Michael J. Fox. Mm. It was recorded by somebody else, but all the finger movements are exactly correct. Like Michael J. Fox learned exactly how to play it. It's just you're not hearing him playing.
Yeah.
But he is literally doing everything in perfect time.
Mm-hmm. Was like Ralph Macchio in Crossroads.
In which?
In Crossroads. Have you ever seen Crossroads?
No, I haven't actually.
Where it's a guitar player. kind of sell it.
He's the Karate Kid guy, right?
He's the Karate Kid. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it a film?
It's a film. Yeah, Ry Cooda plays a lot of stuff, but also Steve Vai is the devil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know some guitar virtuosos are going to watch that and be like, well, actually, he's doing bar chords there. It's not that, you know. But yeah, you could do that same question with We Didn't Start the Fire another time.
Oh, don't do that. Do you actually like that song?
It's catchy.
Yeah, it says... Like,
I mean, I know objectively this is not a cracking good song kind of way, but it's very listenable.
Yeah, okay.
Worse pop music.
At the time it was listenable, and now I just can't. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of anthemic.
So many more things have happened since then.
Yeah. We want an update, Billy.
I just want to double check that.
I do the same thing when I'm posting all the time. I'm like, hold on a second. By the way, everybody, the answer you're going to see on the board is wrong.
Yeah.
That's why I never put answers
on the board. Listen to my voice. If the answer up there is wrong, then it's going to stay wrong.
I never put answers on for that exact reason. And I misspell half the questions.
I just, no offense to you, of course, but I always just blame it on my American-ness.
Oh, yeah.
If anything is ever wrong, I'm just like, well, you gotta understand. I'm trying my best up here. But I will say, I wrote down two things that I thought were going to be your question before you asked the question.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be initially the 88, and then I thought it was going to be the gigawatts.
Oh, 21 gigawatts.
So I'd written down two different things. I was like, all right, I got to wait for the question.
Oh, 88, that's too easy. Sorry. Especially for a selection of quiz masters.
Yeah.
That's a good question. And I wonder what the smallest country to have won an Olympic medal would be. I'm guessing Vatican City never.
Vatican City must be good at the long jump because it is a leap of faith.
I can hear him thinking.
Okay.
He's just sitting there going, Mamma Mia.
I got it.
Here we go again.
It took me about half a minute to stop saying Mamma Mia. Now that was a pretty wild exercise considering I couldn't really recall a song.
I'm scarred now. Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire.